News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Has announced a significant new feature that is going to allow parents to control the amount of time that their children spend on the YouTube platform. Now, some of the cynics amongst us, Jess, would say that you could achieve that by saying, get off that computer and get outside.
Does that work every time, though? Is there not the sneaky little look at the laptop or the tablet or the phone? Also, while parents can absolutely parent and police what kids are consuming if a device is in the family room, you don't know what they're up to outside of the house. And that's one of the big issues here. And YouTube Shorts is something that's relatively new on the YouTube platform. It's akin to Instagram Reels or TikTok. It's the stuff that we've been speaking about in the context of the social media addiction trial.
It is the crack of YouTube.
It isn't. It is the crack, both spellings of crack. It is the crack of YouTube. It's what keeps you coming back. It's the infinite scroll. And I, over the last few weeks, have had a number of conversations with YouTube's global head of health. And he is a doctor who has looked at an awful lot of research and is helping inform the policy of how to make the YouTube platform a safer, better experience for children. And this is one of the recommendations, is to try and limit. So they...
Now, hang on, Jess. I'm sorry to be cynical about this.
Oh, but he needs more coffee. He's on a run.
So we have designed a thing which is specifically geared to create unending rolling engagement. That's the only purpose for it. All it does is feed you more of the things that irk you in tiny little bite-sized bits designed to give you little tiny dopamine hits and particularly to appeal to kids. But we're very worried about the impact on children.
Yeah. Like the notion of, like, the thing that we need to remember here, and I completely accept your point of view and I would agree with it. The design here is fundamentally flawed in that it is designed to keep people in. It's like a casino in the palm of your hand. It is problematic. But I do think it has to be acknowledged when the tech companies are making steps to rectify this. Because I always make the point, I am 37 now. I joined Bebo when I was 15. So I have been on social media for the majority of my life now at this stage. And up until about 5 years ago, nothing was being done. And so I think while this is putting sort of plasters over wounds that they've created themselves, efforts are being made. The YouTube Shorts are...
This is what they said when they put filters on cigarettes.
Can someone please get him some coffee and maybe a bun?
Okay, fine. Tell us then, how is it actually going to work, this mild step of positivity?
It's massive. No, so what's going to happen is parents, if your children have devices of their own and you use Google Family Link, which I recommend you do because it gives parents control over what the kids have access to. You can turn the Wi-Fi on and off. You can block certain apps. You can limit screen time. So if you have that, you can go into the YouTube settings and you can either set a limit of 15 minutes, 5 minutes, or you can turn it off entirely. So you can remove it entirely. Now, you can also do this for yourself. And I, as an adult, have done it this morning, just turned it off because I can fall down that rabbit hole and it is a complete time drain. So I do think it is that this is, I often talk about stepping stones. This isn't a massive stepping stone in the direction of a safer internet. This is like a baby step. This is one of a number of things that needs to be done because, yes, screen time is a big issue, but so too is the content on these platforms. We have heard about inappropriate content, even getting through the filter on YouTube Kids. We also know that kids, you know, if you're watching something on your mom and dad's phone or the sibling's phone or the neighbor's phone or whatever it is, that's on the mainstream YouTube. And so it's the recommender algorithm that needs to be looked at. This, it's still not anybody's dream. I would never say that it is the perfect platform. I would say, though, as somebody who has done an awful lot of housework and indeed gardening like Claire Byrne, I find great educational content on YouTube. Do you know? So I would never be in favour of banning YouTube outright. I think baby steps like this to make it a safer platform, to give parents more control over what their kids consume on YouTube, is a positive thing. So again, not, you know, life-changing, life-altering, but a shimmy in the right direction, if you will.
Have you ever bought bulbs that you didn't know what they were just because they were on a discount?
I was appalled. I actually had to stop myself from shouting, going, who does that? She needs to know what part of the garden they're going in.
And if
do they need
survive,
direct sunlight?
Yeah, like, oh, that's what I planted.
Oh, no, I couldn't be dealing
Don't even
with that
talk
now.
To me. Jess, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
That is News Talk's tech correspondent, Jess Kelly.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.